moon where, oh geez, it's a full moon, like everyone watch out tonight, like things are gonna get crazy, or even just talking about women's menstrual cycles, because they are very similarly in length, they're very similar in length, I guess, because for the moon phases it's 29.5 days for a full cycle of the moon, and then a typical menstrual cycle is around 28 days, although it can range from 21 to 35. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about the first invention of calendars, and it's a 28-day calendar, for example, I think in the past people have been like, oh, that was man's first calendar, but I think women have been kind of keeping track of their like menstrual cycles also along with the moon based on these kinds of calendars. So
yeah, I think that it's really interesting, and a lot of people have noticed that the menstrual cycle and the moon cycle have like almost the exact same amount of days, like only by 1.5 days off. It's insane. And mm-hmm. just the fact of, you know, renewal and how the actual cycle works, where the moon goes, you know, smaller, goes bigger until the full moon, and then back to the small sliver again, waning and waxing.
Yes.
But then, and on the other side, for humans, like the menstrual cycle for a woman, like we also have periods where our hormones go up, you know, we're getting prepared for reproduction, and then it all goes and restarts again. And it's really interesting. And the fact that actually there currently, as of right now, I've looked, there are no literature, there have been no literature reviews or meta-analysis that have found a correlation between the lunar cycle and human biology. But I would take this with a grain of salt. I know that you shouldn't take lit reviews and meta-analysis with a grain of salt, but speaking of this as terms of not being skeptical of science, but sometimes not making it the default fact.
Yeah, like the most prominent form of knowledge that there is.
Because there are things where I'm looking into some of these, like some of the research methods, like where are these taking, like who are the participants, where are they taking this from, how are they measuring this, how long was the study, how much were they funded? You know, there's a bunch of different things that, you know, trying to create artificial conditions on studying these things that are way more ancient than we'll ever know inside a controlled room kind of thing. So I, with this, with the evidence with animals that have biological rhythms to the moon, which was only found pretty recently, and with the menstrual cycle being so similar, you know, sometimes it's interesting to just make an educated guess or an educated
interpretation.
You know, yeah, interpretation. And something to ponder over, regardless of what, you know, lit reviews and meta-analysis say. That sounds pretty bad.
No, but I mean, like, yeah, we are both in, like, you know, scientific measure or majors that kind of emphasize, you know, very standardized ways of doing things and being able to quantify everything. But I feel like the spirituality, I mean, I know some people think it's like, spirituality is like, woo, haha, like, what even is that? But that's something that really can't be measured with science or, like, quantified. And, you know, so many different cultures and, like, civilizations have focused on spirituality as, like, a guiding force in their societies. And, you know, maybe it doesn't have to be a guiding force in ours, but I think there is something to think about when we talk about, like, regrowth, regeneration, renewal in the moon cycle and how it relates to maybe the same kinds of, like, internal processes that some women are going through.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Which is kind of cool because it's, like, I think in a lot of types of nature we see the same kind of processes reflect all on different scales and levels. So I think it's just another way where we can see this, like, as above, so below phenomenon.
Yeah. I don't think you need to use science to connect with the earth.
Yeah.
And that science, I think just whatever you make of the earth and what we're doing with our time is up to you. And if some things work for you, go do it. Like, you know, if you believe in this, go for it.
Yeah. And there are, like, so many different connections to the moon in different cultures too. Like, for example, in Anishinaabe Mushiki culture, there is this idea of, like, a grandmother moon. and that governs women's cleansing cycle, which is kind of what we were talking about, of how the moon and the menstrual cycle are like kind of related. And the moon often represents fertility in lots of different religions too. Full moon ceremonies have been around for so long in so many different religions too. I think like in ancient Aztec religions, pagan, Hindu, there's all some form of, I guess, like honoring and celebrating a full moon. Even the Wicca. So that's kind of what I was talking about with witches, that the Wicca, first of all, it's like a contemporary pagan religion that developed in England in the 20th century. But lots of people who participated in that, who were women, namely, were, you know, murdered and killed for doing anything remotely suspicious or witchy. But a lot of the Wiccan magic works alongside with the waning and the waxing of the moon. Like, for example, they'll bathe or charge crystals in full moonlight. And yeah, I think in farming too, everyone's heard of the harvest moon, I think. If not, it happens in autumn. It's like the autumn equinox or equinox. I don't know, guys. I've been talking so much already on this show, I feel like. And it brings extra hours of light to farmers collecting crops. And that is also often celebrated. Also in China, there's the Mid-Autumn Festival. And we kind of have a parallel here in Vancouver, the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival, which also celebrates that kind of like harvest moon and just the full moon in that time. Actually, DJ Coco and I have been to that moon festival, and they have like moon cakes, they have a little forest walk. It's actually really nice.
It was beautiful. Honestly, at nighttime, the amount of lanterns that were there, I was surprised for it also being free.
Yeah.
Free festival and them all just doing that. Moon cakes weren't free, but lanterns were stunning. Definitely recommend, because I think it probably coming up soon.
It is. Actually, I actually did an interview with one of the people who was managing the Still Moon Arts Society, who does the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival, and she told me that there's going to be like a ginormous puppet this year, and it's all made out of natural materials created by volunteers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and there's going to be a whole performance where the puppet performs and that has like backup dancers and stuff.
Dang.
So if I can, I would love to go to it.
Oh yeah, okay, I want to look into that.
Yeah. There is one other kind of note to make when we're talking about how the moon is associated with women. So it seems like we're saying that it's like an intrinsic association. But there is kind of this pushback towards that, because it's from Simone de Beauvoir, who wrote The Second Sex. And I'm also like reading her book right now, so it was kind of, I thought I could tie it in. But it's kind of, she's saying basically that it's dangerous to encapsulate women in nature and like posit them as being more in touch with Earth and nature and the cycles of the moon, because that means it's a pathway that men can like exploit in a way to control women and limit women to this like natural sphere where it's like, this is the natural feminine way. And kind of relegating them to this spiritual side of life while they can get involved with politics, power, and society. So it's kind of like associating women with this other, like almost this thing, which is nature, and men with, I guess, like
the
subject and the ruler of nature and women, because we can see that, you know, men do rule over nature and exploit her.
Mother Nature,
as well as women in society.
Yeah, we're stripping Mother Nature of her resources.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds a little parallel to what's going on.
Exactly. One of our volunteers, we were just talking to Robin about our topic, and she was like, yeah. And also this whole urge to colonize the moon kind of also can be related to that.
Oh, I actually didn't think of that. Yeah, why are we so eager to conquer and put a flag on the moon?
Mm-hmm.
If the moon is apparently more feminine.
Yeah.
Also, where was the feminine? Do you know or saw anything of when humans decided that the moon was feminine?
I didn't see like a current, like a specific date. I think it's just depending on the culture too, because it's not the same globally. Like, I think in Japan, it's not, they don't associate with femininity, or also Maori culture. I'm not completely sure on that one though. But I actually don't know. It might be useful to look it up and
folklore.
See.
We'll just never know. I guess that's just one of the things. I always just assume the moon was more feminine, but mm-hmm. it's like, where does this even come from, and how much, not maybe religion.
I think it depends on language too. Like certain languages have like feminine or masculine pronouns for different words. So like la luna, it's like in Spanish, mm-hmm. that's a feminine pronoun, or la lune too. In
la
French.
Lune.
But yeah, I think it's kind of interesting. It's also like, I don't know fully about like how it would play out of associating, I guess, this like intrinsic biological function of like menstruation, saying, oh, well, that represents women in general, because it's kind of like exclusionary and only really thinks about cis women. But also mm-hmm. like the gender norms that are aligned with the moon, because I think it's normally like, oh, men are the sun, women are the moon. This is the type of like gender binary distinction that they make.
Mm-hmm. And or like woman's like yin and yang.
Yeah, basically. But the moon is, you know, kind of, even just in practice, like it does receive the rays of the sun. And it is kind of like a more passive or submissive, I guess, like presence. It's not quite as like intense or like it's not, I don't know how to describe it fully, but I don't know if you're getting what I'm trying to get at, but it does feel like a more kind of like submissive
to planet, label,
or not planet, God,
the smaller celestial one that body. Has less meaning that no one's on, kind of thing. Like
yeah,
it's
like
not as
less
significant.
Powerful, I guess. Like
yeah, because there's nothing that can live on it. Nothing. It's always dependent and surrounds the Earth.
Yeah, and the sun is the one that is like shining onto the moon. Mm. And shining onto the Earth, and like,
because it's always dependent on the Earth and not its own planet or self.
Yeah,
and that's why we think it's feminine. Apparently.
That's the theory. That's the running theory that I have. Is like, I wonder why we associate like masculine ideals onto the sun and also feminine onto the moon.
Hmm. That should be next topic. Why do we gender things like planets? And
yes.
Mother Nature.
We give so many genders to, like, yeah, the moon.
Why do they even need genders?
Ships, boats, cars, mountains. Like, they're all these kind of, like, feminine. It's always like, oh, it's kind of references, like, a she or a her. And
yeah,
I'm like,
wait a minute. It's like with cars, it's like, oh, here's my car, my girl. It's like, wait. It's like everything that you can use is yours. Mm-hmm. That's a...
Or conquer, Wind. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that was such a tough mountain. She was a tough one. You know, like, you know what I mean? And then just the whole idea of Mother Nature. I think that's kind of what I wanted to eventually get at with this conversation, but mm-hmm. I got too wrapped up with the moon cycles.
Well, waxing and waning.
Yeah.
Wax and wane, y'all.
Wax and wane. So, yeah, just, like, a few comments on that.
I think let's get into that next week.
Yeah.
We're going to extend on that, this discussion about gender and nature, like such as the moon and the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just the beginning.
This is just the start. So yeah, anyway, keep an eye out for the moon tonight. Hopefully you, with this newfound knowledge, you can look at which phase it's at. I'm guessing it's gonna be last quarter moon. Yeah,
I don't think even, oh, last quarter, okay.
Just like a random,
yeah, I don't even remember. Don't worry guys, I don't remember either.
Stop.
Sorry.
Look at a diagram. I implore you to look into the phases of the moon.
Okay.
They're so cool.
Last quarter.
Yeah.
I'll look out too, because the full moon, I'm guessing, is done.
The full moon is done. It's on its way to a new moon, I think.
It's been 29.5 days.
Yes.
Okay. We still have a little bit of time left, so we're going to continue on with some music for the rest of the hour. But I think this will be the end of us. Until next week, you won't hear anymore. So just want to thank you for listening and tuning into Slumber Party once again. Up next, we have an open mic, which will
be
live. Yeah, so stay tuned for that.
With Ryan.
So hope you stick around for that. And then we also have Bitcoover at 8 p.m. with a music coordinator, Connor. So definitely stick around for that as well.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for listening. Again, this is CJSF 90.1 FM, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. We'll play a couple songs, though, before we leave. So, almost goodbye. Just going to leave everyone in silence. Leave you in silence. I'm going to play a Men I Trust song, because always can do a Men I Trust song. So, this one is called Out in Myself, featuring Emmanuel. Oh, my gosh.
Emmanuel.
Oh, gosh.
Who knows? Blind leading the blind over here.
Enjoy. Minds are self-aware and dread cabalist night. I hear a standing rumble, expansion and contraction. Our mutual awe is subtle, delicate in higher action. Are those thoughts sincere? I realize my inner tone is clear. Realize are those thoughts sincere? I realize. Rare witness of my sphere.
And you're locked on to Shimmer. Watch the pirates. Pirate. 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 Dance hop. Yeah, hearts. All about 90.1 FM. And you're tuned to the Pirates of the Caribbean. Every Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Yeah, hearts. Email us at P.O. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.